greater than you. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's greater than you.
Yeah, I know my God got me. Blessing chasing me. Makes enemies flee. Yeah, I know my God got me. Yeah.
Nobody's greater than you. Nobody compares to you. No one can do what you do.
This is KAYTFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone, the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Amen. O praise be to his holy name. Good morning to you all. The Bible clearly tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to have found that true hiding place. As usual, I must first give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. We could do nothing separate from him. My kinsman and my favorite psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, we give thanks to a merciful God that have blessed us with seven long days and seven long nights. Has kept us, brought us around again until this moment. Oh, truly, it is a blessing to be in a position to present my body to the resurrected Jesus Christ inside of me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for it is my reasonable service that he be about once again the Father's business. As usual, if you have your Bibles, Revelation chapter 3, this is the place where the Holy Spirit will once again today make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and to rest you in this great light of this one true gospel, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Revelations chapter 3 and starting in verse 7. And Jesus said, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that had the key of David, he that opened it, and no man shut it, and no man opened it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. And behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. And he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches." The grace and peace, mercy, and truth of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied to you all in these end times. Jesus said, "I know thy works. I know thy works." It is his works that have caused this struggle that we, as the bride of Christ, as the pure in heart, are encountering in doing what the Lord has revealed for us to do by his spoken rhema word. And he spoke this into, and it is, oh hallelujah, the subject of this message. The struggle, the persecution, the trials, the tribulations, the demonic oppression, the demonic resistance and warfare that we are enduring and are overcoming through the faith while doing the will of the Father in the rhema word in which that he has spoken to us, is the fire of God that thoroughly purges one of flesh works, burning them up with unquenchable fire of trials and tribulations. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12 says, "Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the barn, and to the gardener, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." The fire of God. It's not some physical or emotional manifestation of weeping or shaking, supposedly, or falling out before the Lord. I remember as a little boy, I used to see the women in the church on a Sunday, how they would fall out, being slain by the Spirit, supposedly, having no control over none of their bodies, with the exception of their right hand that held tightly to their pocketbooks. You see, the physical manifestation are experienced with the moving of the Holy Spirit. But there's a fine line between the manifestations from God and the imitations from devils. The divining line is the word of God in the doctrine of Christ. That is alive, full of power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, our soul and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and shifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and motives of our heart. Holy Spirit lets us know in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints of marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And the manifestations from God, they exalt the living God, and not the manifestations itself, or a religion, or a denomination. The Word is the head of the church. And if any attempt is made to remove our focus from the head to physical manifestations or signs and wonders, the Holy Spirit had warned us to beware, for devils are in the room. It is a tactic of the seven-headed beast to replace the head of the church, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with one of the little heads that are found in Revelations chapter 17 and chapter 18. I recommend that you would take the time to read those two chapters, and there the Holy Spirit will give you a greater understanding of those little heads. If the gospel of the kingdom, the faith, the doctrine of Christ, is not being preached, the Holy Spirit will not and cannot move because of the spiritual law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That prevents the Holy Spirit from moving. If he moved, he would be breaking this law, which he will never and can never do without ceasing to be God. Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 through 14 says, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by sword and did live. You see, millions are taking the mark of the beast in their hands right now by doing freshly religious works each and every Sunday. Works that Satan direct by his demons, led by those pimps in the pulpit. They are taking, millions are taking the mark of the beast in their foreheads by conforming their carnal minds to this world and its world's religion when they exchange their Christ head for one of the seven heads of the beast, the religious lies that are told by the pimps in the pulpits. The fire of the Antichrist is a modern-day form of magic that opens the doors of our souls to the demonic possession. The focus of attention is on the manifestation, and not on God and his word. The temptation, my friends, is to pursue an encounter with God rather than walk by faith in God in Christ. Seeking an encounter with God, however sincere, without being disciplined in the word, and more specifically, the faith, can get us in big trouble. I mean, B-I-G with capital letters. Big trouble with seducing spirits and spirits of whoredom. If we're not walking by the faith in the cross, the devils will accommodate our fleshly carnal desires for manifestations, and they will deceive us into ignorantly worshiping and serving the devil. And in the process, making war with God and its anointed, calling them evil, and throwing money at the feet of the pimps in the pulpit, calling them good. Oh, foolish Galatians, followers of physical manifestations instead of followers of Christ by the faith. Who has bewitched you, practiced their magic on you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been openly and graphically set forth and portrayed, crucified among you? My friends, we're at war. The devils, the wolves, they're causing children and grandchildren, men, women, to be devoured by the devil, the wolves, the demonic forces that are killing, stealing, and destroying children and grandchildren, while those wolves turn to you and lick their lips, sizing you up for their next meal. We're at war. And we must exercise some discernment of spirits, or else we'll get our head, Jesus Christ, beheaded in us. We have to try every spirit, my friends. Try every spirit to see whether it is of Christ or not, or they will cast spells on us and veil our understanding and blind us spiritually. The Bible clearly tells us that if this gospel be hid, for it is the god of this world that have blinded their minds, those which are lost. The Bible tells us that the preaching of the cross is but foolishness unto them that are perishing, but for us that are saved, it is the power of God. The question is, can they confess that Christ has come in the flesh? 1 John 4:2 says, can they confess that Christ has come in the flesh? That is not a confession of the mouth or a confession that Christ has come in his flesh. It is the confession of a habitual lifestyle of Christ manifesting the works of the Father through their flesh as they submit themselves daily to the faith in the cross, which is the gospel of the kingdom, which shall be preached into all the world, and then the end shall come. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil in our flesh. You see, if we have surrendered our body to the risen Lord and Savior, and he's doing the works through our flesh, then the devil is shut out. He can't get in our flesh and do his works and make a fool out of us. You see, the devil make a fool out of you, and you'll be the last person to know it. You'll be a, no doubt about it, you'll be the biggest fool in town and will be the last one to know about it. This is how he works. He hates you. He hates us. He hates God. While the true fire of God is the trials and tribulation, the fire which we go through as the bride of Christ, which we go through as the pure in heart, which those trials reveal to us that in our own selves, we can do nothing for God apart from this one fate and a death of self there. We can do nothing. Nothing for the kingdom of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 through 9 says, that the trials of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye believe, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friends, none of us is righteous. No, not one of us. Romans 3:10 says, there's none of us that does good. No, not one of us. Romans 3:12 says, even after we come to Christ on the cross and receive his righteousness by his grace through the faith, we still can do nothing good for the kingdom of God. The only one that is good is God. The only one that is good is God. And only he can do good works through us as we maintain our faith in the cross and in a baptism of death of self, our sin nature, there with him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're good. If we remove our faith from the cross and a death of self, the old sin nature will be resurrected. It will revive. We'll be back in the disc clubs, back in the juke joints, like the old folks say, doing the bump, doing the funky chicken, doing those same things we did before we got saved. The sin nature will revive. And we will not only prevent the risen Lord from doing any good works through us, but if prolonged, we will kill the Lord of glory inside of us and lose our righteousness. For our righteousness is only by this one faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon them that believe. For there is no difference. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, and says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Holy Spirit tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 and 22, and the Spirit of the Lord says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, and whom ye also build together for habitation of God through the Spirit. A holy temple in the Lord. This is his purpose. This is what God is trying to do. Build a holy temple in the Lord. You see, unlike Solomon built a temple for God, God is not asking us to build a temple for him. He has already built one for us. All we have to do is get in where we fit in. Oh, glory, hallelujah. All we got to do is just believe. Just get in where we fit in. He's building a holy temple in the Lord. And this holy temple that he's building in the Lord is what he chose to speak through and do his work through and do his healing, doing his deliverance, do his works through, as though he did when he walked the earth. But now he want to finish those works through me and through you. All we have to do is believe. Trust in him. And then the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh, praise be to his holy name. He is opening this door, and no man can shut it if you believe. He's opened this door. No man can stop it if you believe. If you hide in him, no man can get you if you believe. Oh, the enemy's after me now. Been after me for a while now since I've been preaching this gospel. Can't find me, though. I'm hid in Christ. Well, I peek my head out there once in a while and jump right on back in. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For it's this faith that have saved. This is his soul-saving faith. It comes from this one true gospel that is preached over and over and over again. Keep on preaching it, then you receive it. Keep on preaching it, you receive it. I remember some 15, 16 years ago, when the brother first brought this gospel to me, I thought he was on drugs, gone crazy. Then when he come against me talking about my Baptist religion, when mama and him was all Baptist, oh, I was ready to go to Fifth City. Only then did I look in the Bible and discover these things that this man was saying is true. See, we don't, if a little child come up to us and speak the word of God, we must humble ourselves to the words that have come through that little child. It doesn't matter who the messenger is. The messenger is not important. It's the message that we must hear. It's the message we must believe. He's opened a door that no man can shut. And he can shut a door that no man can open. The door is open to you. Will you accept the sacrifice Jesus paid for you at the cross today? Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait until tomorrow, I beg you. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Ask for forgiveness of your modern-day religious witchcraft, and ask Jesus to come inside of you and be your Lord. Take up your cross and follow Jesus daily. Amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And you will find that he will harden unto you. We're the Three of Us Ministries. And yes, I am Messenger Metric McGillan from Pineville, and oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. And if the Lord's will, oh, hallelujah, be back here at the same place, same time next week. And I ask you that you would invite a friend also to tune in at KYTFM 88.1, the heart and soul of Sin Law, where Jesus Christ is Lord and the truth will set you free. For who knows, next week might be your time to get in where you fit in. See, we know. No gospel, no peace. We love you. We're going to keep on coming at you with this one love straight from above. We're going to keep coming at you with this one love straight from above. We're going to keep coming at you with this one love straight from above. We change not, for he changed not. We love you. In the Lord's will, we'll see you again next week. Tune in now. Call a friend. Tell them to stop by. Just may be something in there for you. Remember, no gospel, no peace. Be safe. Be warm. See you next week. We love you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.